Stand in Dorje, yeah. Good afternoon. You come from Ladakh and you give us the grace to present your movie in Auroville. Ladakh is situated in the north of India, close to the Pakistan, close to Tibet, China, but now it's totally part of India. You live in one small village, and it will be nice you describe your village.
Thank you. I'm really honored and great. Happy to be in Oro Valley. Ladakh, it is in north part of India. It was before Jammu and Kashmir state. After mid-October night, now it is Union Territory, UT. It is all the villages is from 11,000 feet to like 18,000 feet high altitude. It's in a cold desert. And very interesting, like the culture, if you speak about the nature, if you speak about that many people are come to Ladakh to understand the cultures of Ladakh. Yeah.
Ladakh is an ecosystem, fragile ecosystem. What happened today in the way of climate?
Yeah, this is true. It's you can understand from this one small example. When we have to grow a tree in Ladakh, so we have to take care like a baby. For example, there is less oxygen in the air. And climate is very harsh. It goes to minus 25 in the winter, and it goes to minus 30 in summer. It is completely two opposites, you know. So that's why environmentally, if you look at Ladakh, it is very sensitive, you know. And all the farming, all the way of living, the people in Ladakh is only depends on the glacier melt water. All the irrigation, so for the field of barley or the what we grow the vegetable for the people, for the animals, everything is melt water, glacier melt water. That how last more than 3-4 decades, we are facing a big problem of changing of climates. Recently I got the opportunity to make a movie. We make a movie called Jungwa, The Broken Balance. While we making this movie, we understood that 50% of snow is reduced in last 30, 40 years. And 1 degree of increasing in temperature. So 1 degree increasing in temperature is a lot. Some people might think increasing 1 degree is nothing, but when you will in Ladakh, you will understand, you will feel that climate change is real, is really causing a big problems. That why in 2010 it's a nightmare, you won't believe, you know. It's a sudden cloud burst in Ladakh, more than 400 people dead, because we have very limit populations. And so many parents lost their children, so many children lost their parents, so many animal lost, you know. It is a big disaster in Ladakh because of changing of climates.
Yes. Your profession is a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker. What was your schooling?
I'm coming from a very rural small village, which is considered one of the oldest village, which is 72 kilometers from the Leh city towards west and south. And when I was till 13 years old, I was a shepherd. I was taking care of my animals with my sister and my family in the mountain. And till 14 years old, I was a shepherd. So that's what I feel now, that when I was, my childhood was, my school was all the mountain around us. The sheep and goats are my classmates. And then snow leopard, wolf, eagles are my friend. That's how I grown up. Then later, I have a very, we have a primary middle schools in the village, Kya. So I met very interesting teacher there from Ladakh also. And after that, I got the opportunity to go to alternative school. It's called the SEGMOL, Student Education Culture Movement of Ladakh, where what we miss in the schools, you know, what we not learn from the school, they try to give those things. And for example, like what your wish to do something in your life, it coming from reality. And there, the founder Mr. Sonal Mangchuk, who is quite a well renowned person for the environment activists, and then how he trying to revive the culture, and then go traditional, and then solar passive, all these incredible men who was helping in Ladakh also. I was quite fortunate among lots of my friends to do a study in this, and that how I learned to make a filmmaking. So where there is a Rahul Rana Dev from Mumbai, the film teachers come there, Lars Lestroms, who are from students, and all came there. So I got this opportunity. And then recently, peoples in Ladakh, like it was very close to the nature. So then we thought to make films also. And after that, I got another chance to go in the European countries with my co-director, Christian Modelet. So I got opportunity to make several documentaries on different issues in Ladakh.
What you want to show of Ladakh? What you want to preserve of Ladakh?
Yes, yeah, this is... So what I wanted to show, I have a clear in my mind what I see through my eyes. But it was sometimes quite very difficult to make it visual. Because today, in the world, people accepting in book, you know, because when you write in the literature, very rich literature when you write, and people are habit to reading that, you know. But the mostly people in India, people in even in Ladakh are too much addictions with Bollywood and Hollywood movies, you know. To make something out of that, which is not only entertain and masala movies, to give something, yes, I don't mean like Adaras only masala. There is so many good movie, educated movie, and very educational movies are there. But then, sometimes only not show the glimmers of Ladakh, part of Ladakh, you know. It's like the behind this mountain, the people who live there has a incredible knowledge. So somehow what I wanted to explain you this is, since like many centuries, people live in Ladakh, like in other part of the world. And today, many people wanted to go, and many countries wanted to go on moon, and they wanted to make a garden on moon. But I feel myself, Ladakhi people, already on the moon, you know. Because when you come to Ladakh, it's this very thin air, and very like, you know, scarcity of water. But the way of living, it was very harsh, very difficult. Still, people has a smile on their face, you know. In this difficult day, the way of living was not very well documented, but it was living by their experience. And I was so surprised today, you know. They make such a beautiful nest there without water, without oxygen. And this is the example for all this today civilized, what we call civilized modernizations, you know. It was already more civilized than what we now, you know. The people, when you speak about, is not only a bright hand, skillful hand, you know. Even they have a kindness heart, you know. It is not only for the I, mine. It is for all. How to live with nature, how to live with the environment, how to share each other. So that what I tried to bring this story to the world, that Ladakh is not only a beautiful place. You know, when you come to Ladakh, we have to understand those small things, but it is a like centuries memory and experience are there. We must respect and salute to those heroes, you know. So that's what I try to bring in my movie. It might look physically very tough life and the clothes are touring, not look nice, but the hearts, you know, but the mind, they are completely clear. It's like a crystal, you know. So that we have to capture, that what I'm trying to bring in my movies, yeah.
And tell me, and still in the village, you have this economy of sharing. May you tell us what is it?
Yeah, in even I remember when I was childhood, we had sort of like cash. Money liquid, you know, all are in the butter system. So whole village in Ladakh that time is the belief, because when you say something from your mouth, but whatever, and that is the it always is a promise, you know. Everybody is believing that, okay, she or he said that. That means you're doing, you know. Even you go to the villages, still some villages, you never lock the village. And you can go to one house if you don't have a yogurt, and you can take this yogurt to have it, and next time also bringing. This is the small things in the family. And bigger thing is when we have a plogging, and then when we have a harvesting, when we're willowing, and today, the few family members go to the another family to finish their work, and tomorrow they come to another family. There was no cash between, you know, because they always share work also. And same thing with we have also sheep and goats and wool also. Sometimes people come for to June, July when we harvest the sheep and pashmina goats, you know. And sometimes when they come for to hiring the sheep, and then they give not the money, they give the wool, you know. So that how everything is shared. And then more than that, you might have heard, we have a paspun. Which mean like a few family, which is not necessarily to the relatives, you know. It is how all six family of together, or 10 family of together, or like 20 family of together. When you have a sudden death in your family, and all come in together, it is very, very well made. And same thing with we have a churpon, which take care of the water system. And then we have a even like a shepherd also, you know, because one shepherd, two shepherds in the village, and who take all the other goat, sheep, you know. It was something so well made it. So this is, yeah.
May you tell us more about the churpon?
Churpon.
Yes, may you tell more, please?
Yeah, churpon is the very interesting system. Because of the water, even you have a lots of water, even you have a very limited water in the village, you know. But then you have a sort of a system inside, because you have to equally distribute for all the family. And especially for drinking, or you can go to the spring and bring it, it's fine. But when you have a land, cultivate land, and then all the family not go in one go, and then the churpon will decide, you know, okay, which crop will be like, they have a, okay, so this family sown like, you know, plowing like 1 month before, so that means they need the water for a few days before, you know. So the churpon will decide all whom to give water and what time they will give water, and villager follow that. There is no fight at all. People follow that. This is such a beautiful, yeah, system there. Yeah.
And the water is coming where? From where?
Yeah, this is sometimes quite the down people to understand, because here you have all the rain, you know. In Ladakh, we don't have rain, we have the snow. So all this snow accumulated in the winter, and then in when spring and summer come, it's melt through, like, you know, it's melt by sun, and then it is, we have an irrigation canal, it come through the canal. Later, when it come from the canal, and it is like, you know, so we have to be distribute so well. Otherwise, some people get water, some people, then there is the fight, you know. So that is how this water is only the glacier melt water, you know. The water is like a, such a precious, you know. When you come to Ladakh, you will understand how water is so precious, you know. So how so well, like you will get so many examples. Which like I can't explain you all in a few minutes. Yeah. So this is the system are there.
And the system of channel, when it start?
These channels are started in like especially in winter, all are frozen. So.
No. And then when they start to be built, when they have been built.
Oh. This was, I not remember, even like my father, my grandfather will remain some channel also, because it was since centuries to build this already. Even you, like when you see this channel, how it come from this mountain to the field, it is another great engineer work, you know. That time we say not have a degree holder engineer, but those people are like such a great engineers, you know, how they think about not only the channel, you know, the gravity, how they will come down the water, and then which is south face, all this they went very well. Yeah. So this is even I not remember some channel we only repair when it sometime it broke somewhere, and then we go repair, but it was since century it was there.
Yes, and what you feel about the change in Ladakh since some years, with all these tourists or all these people coming, what do you feel about and what we call modernization?
Yeah. There is two things, you know. One thing is as people come to Ladakh, it is not for entertain, you know. When you come to Ladakh, you have to come for adventures, or you have to come for to learn the culture, what I was sharing with you before, that it is sort of a moonland, but then it's a beautiful garden on the moonland, to understand that indigenous knowledge is, yeah. And then also for the Buddhisms are there, and then how the Muslim and Buddhists and all the religions harmoniously living there, you know. And then the equality, men and women, all are there. And it is true, but also sometimes Ladakh is not look like a zoo, you know. It's not like a museum that people come there and take a photo. Wow, you have look like this. I think you have to try to understand their culture, you know, and you will see lots of, in the past, even we don't have much big building or big car or like this, people still are very happy to live there. But since it opened for the mass tourism, now, like, you will see the who is rich and who is poor, you know. In the past, in Ladakh, yes, there is sometime that crop was not good, and then get people are like hunger and like this, but it's not like a bigger there at all. But now the problem is now because of modernization also, and some people will see they come on the big car, and some people have like a big modern phones and like this, and other the jealousies and all these big difference are coming because of quick changings, you know, like, you know, of economics in Ladakh also. So this is true, because Ladakh has to go like sustainably what our ancestors done it since more than centuries, how they live with not only happily, very consciously, because they know our resources are very limited. I mean, resources mean like the resources of the water, resources of the land, resources of the way of people living. They make such a beautiful, you know, because now we don't care that. And even it's a sort of a living village, you know. Each family has full farmhouse, you know. So even there was like, you know, war, there was a disaster, whatever, still people can live for without all these things because they know the winter is hardship. But now everything wanted to take in granted, you know. Okay, no problem in the future. And they wanted to explore immediately, quickly. And that consequence, that result could be in the future is not so good. And we have to understand that the development is how much good for Ladakh or not good for Ladakh. It is very important to now to realize those all things. Otherwise, the one day we have to pay big things for these negative things, you know. So this is also very important. We have to understand the what is the development good for Ladakh, what is the development not good for Ladakh. It is now Ladakh's responsibilities, you know. In the past, we always blame for outsider. Okay, it is because of other state, it's because of now Ladakh got the union territory, you know, it's all heading by Ladakhi, and so we have to be think deeply.
And what do you feel about education? How is the education in Ladakh?
Education is what I feel, so many people are blaming the youth. Oh, you are not coming back to Ladakh, and you are wearing this sort of cloth, and you are like this and that. It is easy to blame to the youth always, you know. Because I have always saying to know what the elder done for the youth. It is very important, you know. In this education system, yes, they are always we producing children is like a factory. Only educative people, like say engineer, only everybody wanted to go engineer. Everybody go to doctor. Everybody go to the teachers. Everybody go to the all these only one, you know. How much doctor and engineer you need it? Yes, some we need it. It's important, you know. So all can be. There is no balance in this, you know. And then always family making pressure, then you have to be a 90%, you have to be a 100%, otherwise you will be out of society. And we're really destroying our human capabilities of to do, because in this society we need everything. Even in our body, you know, is only the hearts and two eyes is not only important. The little finger is also important, his own work, you know. The feet is also important, you know. We thinking, no, only we want the beautiful face produce. It's not work like that way, you know. So this is how, what we say, 3R, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, blah, blah, blah. And then also what I was studying in Mr. Sonamang Chukwa, I also keep telling that, you know, 3H is also important, you know. Bright head, skillful hand, and kindness heart, you know. This how education, I mean, like, what we getting education now is, I was just very, like, you will be see now, like, you know, when I was studying in the school, there is nothing about Ladakh, you know. There is nothing about Ladakhi culture, you know. There, we say always, Ladakh is 70% farmer and shepherds, you know. And then in the different culture we live, you know. But when we go to the school, nobody heard about Ladakh in the school. And we are studying about the elephant. We don't have elephant in Ladakh. We have a yak. We are studying about the rain and monsoon. We don't have a rain and monsoon in Ladakh. We have a snow and we have a the glacier world matter, you know. All these are, when we go to school, not teaching in the schools, you know. And then how you expect when you put the seeds in the garden, if you put the seeds of flowers, you will get the flowers. And if you put the seeds of the spicy, you get the spicy. Those things are, we are always not putting the right seeds in the school, and then we are expecting the good yielding, you know. So this, no, the education system is really, it is something has to think and change. And if Ladakh sort of proudness what we have now, so otherwise because of the education system it will can go in a wrong way. But okay, with the modern education we say good, and how much modern education we need it, you know, this is something wrong in the system.
And now what is your next project?
We done several movies. I'm quite happy, and still we have to do so many film also. In last 3 years, me and my co-director Krishan Modalit, we are making another movie in Gobi Desert. So how Mongol culture, you know, which we already many people are heard about that, you know, it's interesting. So we are working on it. And then still, I love to do more movies on, not only in Ladakh also, but in the movie making mean like not only that I can make movie in Ladakh, you know, we can make movie in other part of countries, you know, that is a wish. And I'm so happy to be in here in the Auroville also to share my work. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Thank you.